Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is the Christina Liu Show, and we are bringing everybody up to date on everything that's going on around the town of North Hempstead. And the person, of course, who's doing that is Christina Liu. So it's nice and easy.
I was like, I laugh. I was just looking down at all my papers, and it's endless. That's how you know much stuff is going on in the town. And another department, which is great that we've had on a couple of times, is the building department. They're having an open house on Wednesday, August 5th at 7 p.m., and that's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park in New Hyde Park. And it's going to be a great program where you could learn about all the services the building department provides, and including the mobile office hours, the senior office hours. They have different educational series as well, and you'll be able to ask questions, which I think is a really nice opportunity to do so.
Right.
And I think it's nice to hear other people's questions as well. So if you're interested, you can call 311. And
This is another thing that by no means as big as Project Independence from the impact on everybody, because everybody can participate in Project Independence. But when Judy took over, there was issues in the town, and one of them was response, and people feeling there's nothing more frustrating than to ask for help and not get it. Project Independence, we do our best. You get the help.
Right.
We find it for you. But with Lauren Suma, who is the
building advocate. She does an amazing job.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah. It is. And like you said, you just want to be heard. And I think, the supervisor's main goal has been a sense of transparency, with government, which I think, in all programs, there's an aspect of that.
Right, of course.
Building department, whether it's Project Independence, our town stat that measures all of the statistics and calls each department gets, that's also available online. The town boards are now available.
Right.
So it's creating this part that you're part of it. You're part of the decisions. It's not just this, elusive government that's
out there
that you have no, connection to.
So you're hearing more and more positive things
Absolutely.
About the town.
Right.
Because what you heard years ago, the building department stinks. But did you go for a permit? No. But
right.
I heard it from somebody who heard it from, negativity
yeah.
spreads because people
right,
like to
absolutely.
Gossip. And so now, but now that reputation is changing. Lauren is, she puts her card in your hand in a minute.
Yep.
Tell them to call me. Anybody has a question, tell them to call
but,
me.
But I think it's just great too because I even know for my own self, being a homeowner, there's so many different things to keep up with. So you might not know. And, just keeping everything together, you don't have to for the emergency to happen,
it's all about
like planning, and that's a common theme in all these programs as well. So definitely call 311 if you're interested. That's August 5th.
Yeah, 311 is the number, obviously.
Right,
no
and that's why I was like, it's great, because
question.
If you can't, anything you take away from here, it's just take away that 311 number, because you could ask any question and you'll be directed to the person that can could help you. So definitely recommend that. And then what I also think is nice, on another note, the Landmark on Main Street in Port Washington has great programs, and they also offer a lot of free stuff for seniors, so they send their events over. So on Wednesday, August 12th at 2 p.m., there's going to be a showing of Some Like It Hot, which is a fan favorite I know out there, with Marilyn Monroe. And it's nice. It's a free program, so you can go watch this film at the Landmark. And light refreshments are served, and it's free. So I definitely recommend everyone to go check it out.
I agree. I recently was talking to somebody about Landmark, and I forget who it was. Oh, so looking for things to do. And it's like, you go over there. It's just, people don't pay attention to all the things that are, and Landmark, it's a lovely theater. There is light refreshments.
Right.
And then you get a copy of their brochure or whatever it is, or go on the website.
Yes, well, that's what's nice, too, is that you're always able to, there's so much that goes on there, and there's calendar, so you could, if you want that, you can call 311, and we'll send you over a copy of that as well. So I just, I think that's just, it's another fun thing to do.
Right, I agree.
It's summertime, and it's fun to go out and, to get out and do things.
But actually, just, when you're talking summertime, which has nothing to do with Project Independence per se, but it's just for caring for our seniors, there's just so much in the paper anymore about DWIs.
Yeah.
And even for seniors. I mean, Hal was talking earlier, a senior doesn't drink two martinis, they drink one. Fine. Even the one.
Yeah.
But your body is smaller and everything
and
is slower.
And there's different medications as well.
I'm not even thinking of medication.
And that's what you know, always stands out is that you might think, okay, well, I just had one drink, but what else have you consumed that might be, you know, right, colliding with that one drink, you know? So it's definitely something that needs to be.
You have to be so careful, yeah, because it really, and it's the one crime that it breaks my heart when I hear somebody gets arrested, because yeah, you didn't, you know, I got in the car with a gun to rob the bank. Guess right, what? I'm in trouble. But you had one too many beers or something, and you get in the car and you kill some little boy or girl. That wasn't my plan.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. It doesn't mean you have to do it every day. You know, that one time can be that time. So it's just not even worth it.
No. And August becomes, I think, the biggest time of the summer, because more people are taking on vacation and camps will be out and you're with your kids and your grandchildren. Yeah. It's just, you know, use judgment. It doesn't make any sense not to.
And just, you know, I want to, the town also sent out a press release just to warn, you know, especially seniors, is, you know, just it's been extremely hot outside.
Oh, yeah,
and,
that's true,
you
too.
Know, dehydration has been up and it causes all kinds of things. So we just want to remind people that, you know, if you start to feel weak, just make sure you have a lot of fluids. You got to consciously do it, you know, because it's easy, you know, and I try to myself even do it. You know, have that bottle in front of you and, you know, just keep refilling it and just consciously make that.
But that's
effort.
Another thing with drinking. You're not paying attention. You're sweating.
Not, right.
So that one beer can impact you
right,
twice
and
as bad,
and,
because
you know,
you're dehydrated.
People are outside, you know, and it, and I just thought it was interesting as well, is that it says increased dietary salt and fluids when working in extreme hot weather. Avoid beverages containing alcohol or caffeine.
Yep.
Use hats and wear light colored clothing. So we just want to remind everyone just to, you know, take that extra precaution, because it's, I mean, I've even seen, in all ages, I've seen people who have been affected by dehydration, and it blows my mind, the effects, what it could really do, you know, to you. Just, and it's hard to get it, once you're dehydrated, it's hard to get, you know, back hydrated.
So it's
making that effort.
I think it's 60 days you can go without food, but I don't think you can go a week.
Yeah.
I think it's four days or something. It's 2 days? 11. Okay, it's 11 days. But I know, the water is, and especially for seniors.
Oh, yeah.
It's so important to pay attention to. That's all. And not that we're not medical doctors. I mean, Christina Liu does a lot of things.
Yes, I'm not Dr. Christina Liu.
She's not Dr. Christina.
I want to clear that up. But just, you know, it's just the importance of just making that conscious effort to do that. And, you know, especially like we were promoting last weekend, you know, Fun Day Monday is at North Hempstead Beach Park. And that's every Monday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And each day is a different theme, which is fun. And August 3rd, which is the Monday coming up, is the Hawaiian Luau.
Oh, this is a luau. Whoa.
Which, who doesn't love a luau? So there'll be, what's nice is there's going to be Polynesian dancers doing it. So it's fun. It's like
you're
in Hawaii. So it's
And oftentimes,
nice.
I believe, like Supervisor Bosworth and the councilwomen, they try to come by.
I mean,
obviously, if there's a priority emergency in government, they have to be there. But it's an opportunity to voice a concern.
Exactly.
And there's usually somebody walking around to help.
And I have to say, what's wonderful about Supervisor Bosworth is she really makes that effort to go up to each person, each group that's there, and make, you know, it's she'll talk to you about, you know, whatever your concern
is. And listen.
So nice.
She also listens, which is important.
And then, you know, the following week, August 10th is swing season. There'll be some 40s big band music. On August 17th is Mardi Gras.
Wow.
So there'll be some jazz music that day. And August 24th, which is one of my personal favorites, I always try to get to, is Hometown USA. And there's a salute to all the veterans that day. And it's really a great program. That's actually the last Fun Day Monday. And it's a great program.
Right.
So I encourage everyone to go. Parking's free. In addition to all these things, there's all kinds of exercise and line dancing available at different times. And you could also get transportation. So call 311 or 869-6311 and go out there. It's a beach. You know, why not?
You know, and the fortunate thing is there's hundreds. It might have been 1,000 people there last week. I'm not even guessing. Mm-hmm. But really, the amount of effort that goes into it through community services and Project Independence is just, you know, you don't just show up and have all these people at a beach organized like that in 24 hours.
Absolutely. It's a great program, and it's fun, and it's, you know, and, like
and
I
it's
said,
free.
It's free.
Again,
exactly.
Everything we try to do
and
is
I just
free.
Want to remind everyone, too, is that, you know, if it rains on a Monday, the rain date's always the Thursday of that week. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, okay.
So
I had no idea that.
It's not a complete washout. You can go on Thursday if you can't get there on a rainy Monday. So, and then the Parks Department, which is another fabulous department of the town, has a summer film series that they're offering. So actually tomorrow they're going to be showing Cinderella, which is the 2015 live action version.
24. Oh, that's the newest one.
Yes, the newest one. And that's going to be at North Hempstead Beach Park also. And that's at 8:15 p.m. So that's just a fun thing to do with your family.
Now, is that parking? I don't know, honestly. That's, you know.
I think you might have, there might be a small fee for that.
It's $5 to park,
I think. I'm not 100%. You can call 311 and get...
Or you can call Otto and get one of those passes.
That's right. You can call Otto. But I'm not sure about how it works with Parks Department events, but you can call 311 and then they'll give you all that answers. And then, you know, there's just every day, you know, on Friday, August 7th, they're going to be showing the movie Home at Charles Fuchello Park. And it's just great. I mean, there's always something to do, too. And I think that's a fun thing just to do with the whole family is you go to a beautiful park, you know, and you can make a night of it, which is nice.
Today was talking socialization. It really is. And Project Independence offers so much for everybody. It really is. It just,
and I think it's fun too, is to do it together. You know, to have this intergenerational kind of programs are nice. You know, because it's, I think it's important. I know seniors enjoy hanging out with younger people
too.
It just keeps everyone connected in the community, which is nice.
No, I think that it's 100% perfect. And actually, it's amazing. We're out of time already.
Wow.
Next week we're going to have two exciting guests. We're having a nurse from North Shore LIJ. And we're having two fellas from Investor Recovery Group. But for now, I want to thank everybody who was on the show today. And since there was no extra person to question about numbers, I want to sign off here from Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP on this 119th day from Christina Liu's birthday. Thanks, Christina.
Take care.